Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it is a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Monday of week one, and we are on page 5 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Each week, we're focusing on a different aspect of prayer, and this week is all about praying to exalt God. I know sometimes we confuse praising God with thanking God, and the result is that we thank God for stuff and ask Him for other stuff without ever just taking the time to marvel in who He is. I can think of two immediate results that you should see by the end of this week. First, your vocabulary for describing God will increase from good and great and holy to much, much more. And second, you will find yourself taking a humble posture in all areas of life. But enough talking, let's dig into the first day's prayer time. We're reading Psalm 111 in its entirety and pulling out the words and phrases that describe the character and work of God. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them, full of splendor and majesty in his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown the people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his peoples. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Wow. This psalm is dense with praise, right? And I love this about the Word of God. Guys, listen, I don't have to be smart enough and you don't have to be smart enough to develop a vocabulary on your own for praising God. We just need to spend some time reading His words because the praise is already there. So would you pray with me today using some of the words, some of the language, some of the vocabulary from this psalm? Oh Lord, come before you today. We come before you today and we just want to praise. Praise with our whole heart because great are you and great are your works. As this psalm speaks to us and teaches us, Lord, you are full of splendor and majesty. And your righteousness endures forever, that you are right and good. Your thoughts toward us are right and good. Your justice towards us is right and good. Your works that you do for us, they are right and good. And that you are wondrous in all the things that you do, and that you are gracious, that you are merciful. Lord, indeed, you are full of grace. You lavish upon us. You lavish upon us things that we do not deserve, salvation, redemption, forgiveness. And that you would withhold from us the punishment that our sin deserves, that you are merciful to send your Son to be a covering for us, that our sins could be wiped clean by his blood, that we can be fully forgiven. We are so undeserving, and yet you are so gracious and merciful. God, we thank you for your remembrance of the promises that you have made, your covenant that you made with us through your Son, Jesus, that you remember that we are yours, that every day we can rest and trust in that. God, you are powerful and you are faithful and just and you are trustworthy. I can trust you, Jesus. I can trust you, Lord. I can trust you, Father. I can trust you, Spirit. That the work you have done is a good work, that it's an eternal work, that I am secure in you, that I can trust you, that you are with me today, that you will lead me today, that you will guide me today. Lord, I praise your great name. We come before you with all our praise. May our hearts be humbled this week. Put us in a posture to learn more of who you are, that we would just be stirred up in our whole being to be living bodies of praise for you every day. We love you and we are in awe of you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.